Tuesday the 8th of November. Now, if you think that date sounds like it's familiar, something big's happening, it's been rammed down our throats for months now because that's the date of the US election.
Yeah, it's happening right now. People are voting.
It's Trump, it's Clinton. They're saying it's almost neck and neck. Maybe Hillary just ahead.
Who knows?
And you know what? Trump has been everywhere. 5 states overnight, but he's decided to make his final campaigning trip back to the land of his ancestors.
Why is he here?
His mother's homeland. He's come to Scotland.
It's great to be here. Scotland loves me. I could be the president of Scotland if you want.
Scotland doesn't love you.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you.
Scotland is mostly very ambivalent towards you.
Mr. Trump, how do you feel? Obviously, it's election day today. Do you think you're going to win this?
Well, I've got stamina. I could go another election campaign if you want to. I could keep going, you know. And I'm very confident. I'm obviously going to win. I'm a winner. I'm a winner chicken dinner. Yeah. That's what I've said all along. And I'm looking forward to being the next president.
Obviously, Hillary Clinton's had a lot of problems with her emails, but what would happen if we looked into your internet history?
I'm a very careful man, Liz. Very careful man. I always delete my history.
Bet you do.
Jenny's not convinced about you.
What would be the first thing that you would do if you did win?
I would probably be friends with you, Johnny. I'd make you my vice president. You're my VP. My VIP.
You make my skin crawl.
Maybe we could change the name of Christmas to Kissmas.
Oh my God.
And
every time I see you, I can say, Merry Christmas, Johnny.
That's disgusting.
That's weird. We're going to build a wall around the studio. Who's going to pay for it?
I think it's going to be Mary Berry.
Mary Berry.
I don't think she's that rich.
Yeah. She's a very wealthy woman. I've seen her bank account many times.
A lot of cookbooks, a lot of cakes.